True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Steve Rosenbloom.
There was a keg stand I lost to an 81-year-old lady. She got off the ninth floor, but it was really close.
Mark Grody.
I've been waiting to get a hold of this guy for years. Channel 2 News is out there interviewing people. Yeah, I've been talking to my wife about getting Steve. He once connected my dots and boarded my plate. I'm going to dunk his ass.
They suck. So you don't have to.
Can't you morons do anything right?
Founding members of the WB Club.
Smoke weed every day.
The three words that describe this show, and I quote.
Stink, stank, stunk.
It's Saturday suckage on the score.
We should be 670 WSUK.
Good morning, welcome in. Saturday suckage, and boy, does this suck. The weather and Bulls fans and the Bulls organization. I'm Steve Rosenbloom. I'm here. Who else is? Grobber.
It sucks, and it freebases.
Don Cooper.
If I think something sucks, I'll tell you it sucks.
Jake Arrieta.
This sucks. Really, it does.
Albert Almora.
Damn, Willie, man, do we suck?
Eloy Jimenez.
Hey, you guys... not gonna make anyway. You guys suck. And when I got traded the next day, oh, welcome to the suck team.
Toby!
Oh my god, this sucks!
Random Bears fan.
And the further we do, we suck!
Terry Bourne!
Finally made a list of somebody who thinks he sucks besides I do.
Liam Hendricks!
I wouldn't say seeking perfection, it's just mainly trying not to suck.
Julie Swyka.
Man, that sucks.
Wilson Contreras.
Losing suck. I'll tell you that, and that's all I can say.
George Wendt.
We had fun, but there you go. I sucked.
Garth Algar.
Turn it off, man! Turn it off! It's sucking my will to live!
Steve Dahl.
Disco sucks! Disco sucks!
Candace Parker.
It sucks.
Roquan Smith.
Yeah, man. Sucks.
Zach LaVine.
It sucks to have it happen game one.
And a new addition to the roll call, DeMar DeRozan.
You know, it just sucks.
Robbie Triano.
How are we doing today?
Hey, look, there's our suckage producer, Robert James Triano. Welcome to suckage. Welcome to Saturday suckage. We suck so you don't have to. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. brought to you by your local Hyundai dealer. Our phone number at the score, 312-644-6767. That'll get you to our listener line, powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. That number, by the way, 312-644-6767, will get you to the Scores text line. So let's get to it. Bulls fans booed a corpse last night and made his sweet, kindly, smiling widow cry. Good job, people. Good job, everyone. The box score will show Bulls fans sucked as much as the Bulls geniuses who doped out this thing. This ring of honor that became a ring of embarrassment, a marketing ploy to show today's fans that the Bulls didn't always suck and sometimes they had an actual plan to win, unlike now. Anyway, the 72-10 team from 1995-96 was inducted into this thing. Those who showed up. Michael, Scotty, and Dennis Rodman did not show up. They were not there. Some of the guys who were there were not introduced and didn't get their due. The Bulls' marketing geniuses didn't give the fans the chance to cheer them and cheer for a time when the Bulls didn't suck. Luke Longley came all the way from Australia for this, mate. And Steve Kerr, my God, he's in the building. He hit a game-winning, a title-winning shot. Michael Jordan passed him the ball in the biggest of moments. Now, we don't have time for Steve Kerr. And then, well, there's the story. Let's get to it. The booing of Jerry Krause and the tears flowing from his widow, Thelma. At some point, some people in and around the Bulls must have known there was a possibility that Krause would get booed. I mean, the guy was booed on ring nights. He was booed at parades. He was booed by a generation of fans, but from a generation ago. There's still some people around like that. Some people in the Bulls organization, they had to think their fans would boo a corpse. And if that was the case, why introduce him? Why? You didn't introduce everybody anyways. You didn't introduce the guys who were fun, Longley, Steve Kerr. You're not going to introduce all the guys on a record-setting team, which is stupid to start with, and now you're going to introduce the executive that you know that somebody with the institutional knowledge of that team, of this city, would know it could go sideways. But if you were the Bulls and you were going to insist on going forward with this, then just introduce his widow, Thelma. First, start with the camera on her. Say, Bulls fans, please give a warm United Center Ring of Honor welcome to Thelma Krause. Keep the camera on her. Then say, she is here tonight to represent her husband, Jerry, architect of six NBA titles and the 72-10 team we are inducting tonight. You know what? Then split the screen. Thelma on part of it, Jerry Krause on the other. Now, I know it might not have stopped Bulls fans from booing. Bulls fans can be mighty stupid. I mean, they showed up for the Dalibor Barker Reach era, right? Maybe they'd have booed no matter what. Okay, fine. Then don't introduce them. The Bulls already soiled the bed with that whole thing. Thank you, players. Thank you for coming from so far away. We're not going to say your name or let you bask in the cheers one more time where you won championships. Or give the fans a feel-good moment. We are, however, going to start with a guy who could make this whole thing go down the toilet. Well, hello, sewer system. This is not an excuse. The booing fans suck worse than any fan base right now. Show some respect. Have some decency. But Bulls fans have been trained by the best. They have been brainwashed by the jealous folklore handed down by their kooky-wearing forefathers. The current generation knows Jerry Krause in a different way than some of us do. Robbie Triano, my producer today. Robbie, how did you come to learn about Jerry Krause?
For the people at home, I'm 28. So the reason I found out was because of an amazing documentary, The Last Dance with Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Produced, edited, thought of, created by Michael Jordan. So there are some of us around who lived it. There are some of us who were there live. Things were said. I'm one of those. Starting with Phil Jackson. I remember it this way. Jackson ascended to the Ring of Honor amid a tsunami of cheers last night, a standing ovation, fans. He's the fans' leader, players' leader, certainly. He was the guy who made Krause the bad guy. He was the guy who seeded the booze for Krause, and he found a compatriot in Jordan, two most powerful figures on the Bulls, and they sniped and poked fun at Krause. Jordan called him crumbs. Coach and the superstar made it okay to boo Krause. Sometimes the petty sniping was over players and personnel. Jackson and Jordan thought they knew better, so they thought they could poke fun at Krause, and that's what they did. And then Jackson and Jordan both took the job in some form or another that Krause had and failed miserably. Robbie, you believe that, why did the dynasty break up based on what you were taught, told, what you learned in The Last Dance?
That Jerry Krause was tired of this era, tired of the headaches. And he was like, you know what, we got to end this thing. And that's what I know.
What a load of crap. Krause wasn't the reason the dynasty broke up. Jackson was. He wanted out. Actually, he wanted Krause's job, and the chairman said, oh, no. And Jordan had said he wouldn't play for any other coach. There's a story I broke in the Tribune a year before they started the chronology of the Last Dance season. Jackson killed the dynasty, not Krause. And then during the 98-99 lockout, after the Bulls completed their second three-peat, Jordan cut his right index finger with a cigar cutter. So it was over. It was so over.
I didn't see that part in the doc.
No, you didn't. And it wasn't Krause's fault. It was the Zen master, the guy who got the biggest cheers last night. Nice job, fans. Way to educate yourself. Krause got booed because he saved a coach from God knows what minor league buses and gave him Tex Winter, gave him a sport coat, gave him his team on the rise, gave him the best player in the game. And Phil Jackson made Jerry Krause a target. Some thanks. Krause gave Jordan a supporting cast, starting with the best Robin any Batman could imagine. Krause gave Jordan a rebounder for what, the first three-peat. Then he gave him the rebounder, the craziest guy in basketball, but the rebounder for the second three-peat. Krause gave Jordan the kind of support some great stars never get. And for that, Jordan vilified or mocked Krause. True fact, Krause was as good at his job as Jordan was at his. Jordan never won without Krause. If you're looking for a reason the fans booed the corpse, I think that's it. It's like autopilot. Too dumb to think for themselves. Fans too stupid to read the room and blame the Bulls too. If you're foolishly and inexplicably not going to introduce everybody, those who deserve to be introduced, don't make sure you introduce the one guy that you have all kinds of evidence, video, photographic, audio, was booed at every ring night, booed at every parade. Let's say this. It's a good thing that geniuses up and down this basketball organization aren't going to have to worry about planning a ring night anytime soon. I'm Steve Rosenblum. It's Saturday Suckage. It certainly is. So we might as well talk about the Bears. We're going to take a break. When I come back, Habarkash We'll talk some Bears with him. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Billy Joel, Stevie Nicks, next summer.
That's awesome.
And we gave away tickets here on The Score. I've seen Billy Joel in a whole bunch of concert venues. And loved, including Wrigley, a couple times in center field. And I loved him right up until I saw a documentary on him. The first band that I saw, basically the Stranger tour, and from then on, that included Richie Canada on sax. That wailing sax you hear, that screaming sax, Richie Canada. And the drummer, the studio animal known as Liberty DeVito. So like they're on tour. They got a private plane. It's Easter. They're going home for Easter. Going to New York. All these guys. Long Island. And Liberty DeVito is not allowed on the plane. This drummer. The backbone of Billy's music. Because Billy wanted to stretch his legs on this flight. That's the way it was explained in this doc. And Liberty DeVito was told he couldn't get home to go see his mom on Easter. So that's when I stopped going to give Billy Joel money. I'm Steve Rosenblum. We have breaking news on 670 The Score. Breaking news is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Robbie Triano, learning how to suck with the best of us. What is the breaking news?
Breaking news, New York Governor Kathy Hochul announced that the Steelers-Bills game today will be postponed until 4:30 Eastern on Monday. So if you're trying to watch that playoff game today, you won't be there.
65-mile-per-hour winds, and I don't know, Josh Allen could throw through it, right? Isn't that what he's supposed to do? That's what he, or they could get it over in 20 minutes because every play would be a run play the way Belichick had it doped out back when Belichick could coach. Oh, my God. Okay, so the game was, will it stay? There was talk it would be played in Cleveland. It's not being moved to Cleveland, right?
Nope, it'll stay in New York.
But it'll be moved 2 days.
Correct.
Monday. So this whole super, super wild card, it's like now you're playing, it's whack-a-mole wild card weekend. That's what we're doing here, right?
Right.
All right.
That stinks for that team, though, because now you have less days off.
Fewer days
yes,
off.
Correct.
You know how the difference?
I'm sucking.
Less
I'm sorry.
And fewer. No, you're not, but you're gonna get an education here. Here's how you remember fewer and less, and which is appropriate. Fewer French fries, less mashed potatoes. If you can count them, use fewer. If you can't, use less.
I learned something today.
There you did.
Thank
see?
You.
Yeah, carry that forward with you. So we're trying to, we are trying to track down Hub. I'll tell you the rest of the guest list. At noon, Evan Altman. Cubs convention's going on. Cubs made a deal. Cubs need to make more deals. We'll talk to Evan about all that and what has happened, the Q&A with Jed Hoyer and Carter Hawkins at the convention. At 1 o'clock, Mark Rohde will be here. Mark covers the Bears for the station. They made some news this week. Mark also gives you, brings you, delivers to you the Daily Score, a wonderful podcast, Monday through Friday. And I got to tell you, this is one of the best things. I hope he does it in Les's voice. That'd be hard to carry off for 5 hours. But Mark is so good, he might. Next Wednesday, Score Overnights returns for a one-night special to honor the life of our friend Les Grobstein. Mark Rohde will host the overnight of Tuesday night into Wednesday, midnight to 5 a.m., to share memories of the Grobber and celebrate a Chicago sports radio icon. That's next Wednesday, starting at midnight, right here on 670 The Score. And we'll have we'll have Mark on at 1, and Hayden inevitably breaks in to the Grobber, and we'll go from there. So in the meantime, as we try to track down Hub, let me point this out. Let me see what you think about it. Ryan Poles made the two biggest rookie mistakes and still has his job. Yeah. The two mistakes are wrong quarterback, wrong coach. I don't know how many quarterbacks a GM gets, but he generally gets two coaches. And he stayed with the same wrong one. But the two most important decisions Ryan Poles had to make, he was wrong. Justin Fields could have been C.J. Stroud. Matt Eberflus could have been anybody with an offensive mind who isn't sloppy with background checks and vetting assistant coaches and dumb acronyms that you wouldn't even see that on Friday Night Lights. That is, the HITS principle is just too dumb for TV. The quarterback gaffe is the worst. C.J. Stroud had a lot less to work with than Justin Fields and was a lot better. He's in the MVP conversation. See the playoffs this weekend for details. Justin Fields is in the excuse car wash, isn't he? Poles passed on drafting Stroud or drafting any quarterback. He traded the first overall pick to the Panthers, who took Bryce Anderson, which makes Poles look better. So he won that deal. But he lost C.J. Stroud. He lost the better quarterback. So let me put it to you this way. What if Poles had traded DJ Moore, Darnell Wright, a first and a second for C.J. Stroud?
That's a lot.
That's the price of a quarterback. That's the price of a quarterback who performed a hell of a lot better with less than Justin Fields did when he had DJ Moore. And he had the top running game, or a top running game. And an opportunistic defense that was way overrated and will be overrated and will sucker a lot of people next year. Would you trade? What would you think of a trade? The Bears have DJ Moore. Let's say now, DJ Moore, Darnell Wright, a first and a second. Would you trade it for C.J. Stroud? We finally found an Ohio State quarterback who can play in the NFL. Who can star in the NFL. He's going to the playoffs. Justin Fields is, I don't know, going to Atlanta? Going where? What's he doing? You know what? C.J. Stroud, the Houston Texans might take the North and never give it back. And then Poles admittedly decided, I don't need a better coach. He was asked if he had talked to Jim Harbaugh. Nope. Never talked to Harbaugh. Never talked to anyone. That's an abdication of responsibility for by the Bears GM. That's an utter failure in the duties of the job. His job is to find ways to make the Bears better every day. And you don't think considering another coach might make them better? That's GM malpractice. The two most important decisions Poles will ever have to make have been failures so far. It's a wrong coach. He's defensive-minded. And he presided over a record-tying 3 fourth-quarter double-digit chokes. Poles got the quarterback wrong. Poles got the coach wrong. One of those mistakes could change with the draft. The other one appears not to change. Poles actively decided not to make the Bears better on the sideline. That is your GM. That's what the guy's doing. We do have Poles talking about the quarterback, a quarterback. Right now he's talking about, Robbie, we have the piece of talking about Justin Fields, right? So let's play this.
In terms of our process, I know there's going to be a lot of questions on Justin. There's going to be a lot of questions on the draft process. We are in information gathering mode right now. We are going to turn every stone to make sure that we are going to make a sound decision for our organization. I did think Justin got better. I think he can lead this team. But at the same time, there's a unique situation where I have to look and our staff has to look at everything. And that's exactly what we're going to do. And that's the same with free agency. We're going to look at our free agents, get with my personnel staff, do evaluations, and again, make the best decision we can for this organization to take the next step. But I'm really proud of where we are and where we're going. I came up a little bit short of our goals this year, but I have no doubt in where this team is going.
Why would anybody believe Poles? Why would you believe they're going to do a thorough turn over every stone and rock and do a thorough investigation of the quarterbacks to find the right quarterback to make the right decision when he couldn't do that for the coach? Ryan Poles is either just a hypocrite or he's selling hope and not any substance. Ryan Poles didn't do his due diligence on his coach. He never considered any other coach, any other viewpoints. He kept the same guy who presided over all those chokes, whose defense couldn't get a stop in the fourth quarter. 38-year-old guy getting off his couch just torched him for a record fourth quarter. So why would you believe Ryan Poles is going to examine every place, every contact a quarterback, a potential draftee has gone and done and talked to everybody? He's already shown you he won't do it. He didn't do it with his coach. And guess what? His coach is now going to not only sticking around, but he gets to hire more coaches, at which he is horrible. Look at the Eberflus record. His defensive coordinator had to be run out of the building by HR. Another assistant coach had to be run out of the building by HR. He just ran out all the offensive guys. The only thing we know about Eberflus is he hires horribly. Apparently, that's a trait Ryan Poles liked because Ryan Poles did the same thing. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more Bears bashing. I don't know. There's just so much there. We got some texts from people who had something to say about a Jerry Krause embarrassment last night. 312-644-6767 is the number. If you were out there last night and you booed, why? Why? Do not bother reading up on anything? You just believe everything Michael Jordan tells you? 312-644-6767. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Saturday Second, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I didn't hear it. I was in the locker room, but somebody just told me about it, and it's shameful. It's absolutely shameful. I cannot believe. I'm devastated for Thelma and for the Krause family. What can we possibly be thinking? I cannot believe that the fans. And you have to understand, when you hear boos, it's not all of them, right? So the fans who booed, they know who they are, and that's to me, it's absolutely shameful, and I'm devastated by that because it's just what are we doing? You know, whether you know people liked Jerry or not, whether they disagreed with the decision to to move on from the whatever the. I mean, like, we're here to celebrate that team. Jerry did an amazing job building that team. Tonight was, and last night was all about the joy and the love that that team shared with the city. And I'm so disappointed in the fans. And I want to be specific because there were lots of fans, I'm sure, who did not boo. But those who booed, they should be ashamed.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
That's Steve Kerr, a member of the 95-96 Bulls team that was inducted into the Ring of Honor, a night that will be remembered for booing a corpse. Bulls fans booed a corpse. Folklore handed down from Coogie-wearing forefathers. Jerry Krause got booed upon. He's only the guy who put together two three-peats. He brought you Scottie Pippen, Horace Grant. The only person he didn't bring you. And the whole damn thing was Michael Jordan. He built two different kinds of supporting casts around Jordan. Actually, the same kind, because Steve Kerr was John Paxson part deux. Dennis Rodman was Horace Grant 2.0. Same kind of team. Put it around Michael Jordan. Jordan was one of the biggest snipers at Krause. The other one was Phil Jackson. Krause dragged him off a CBA bus and put a sport coat on him and gave him a platform, gave him a team. And those guys fomented the hate towards Jerry Krause. So if you look at everything that came down, those rosters, Jerry Krause, look, he traded Charles Oakley to bring in Bill Cartwright. Bill Cartwright was brilliant at neutralizing Patrick Ewing. It was always Bulls, Knicks in May. It was always Bulls Knicks for the first three-peat, and it was Bill Cartwright who was making sure Patrick Ewing wasn't going to go off. Elbows like Thor's hammer. And Jerry Krause put all that together, and then he did it again. And that was what he received last night. The way he received it on every ring night, every parade. And the Bulls screwed up. The Bulls, this looks so seat of the pants. 312-644-6767. Bob on the Northwest side is calling that number on the score to tell us he was there last night. Bob, welcome to the score.
Good morning, Steve. First of all, can we make Steve Kerr run for president? Because, my God, that man is just...
He makes too much sense to be a politician, and he's too smart to do it.
Yeah.
You want to hear a great story about Steve Kerr? Steve Kerr comes off as Opie. Looks like Opie. The Bulls often on the big screen, I'll compare him to Opie. And he's one of the nicest, funniest guys, just a great sense of humor. He really loves the sport. As a player, he would go home. He'd leave Bulls games, go home, and then watch West Coast games. I love Steve Kerr. Everybody who covered the Bulls loves Steve Kerr. Do you know in his early, he was a helmet throwing guy. He threw bats. He threw helmets.
Wow.
And he threw everything around. He threw a fit. That doesn't match what you've seen Steve Kerr now. I mean, other than coaching spasms and you get mad and Michael Jordan will punch him in the eye and end up with a black eye. But Steve Kerr was a really good baseball player. He played in a city high school championship game in Los Angeles. And his team did not get a hit because Brett Saberhagen of Cleveland High, no hit. Wow. Steve Kerr's team. Thank you very much. Have a seat. Go play basketball. Work on your jump shot, Steve. Okay, but I digress. That's not why you called. Hi, Bob.
Well, we're thankful for Steve. Hey, Steve. So I felt like I attended a public stoning last night, and I cannot tell you, you know, I don't know. I heard it on TV after, and it was nowhere near as loud as the boos were alive and in person. And on the scoreboard, the picture of his widow, this grieving woman who's lost her husband, knows that he wasn't well-liked, and then just has to hear this cascade of boos, and she just broke down, and it broke my heart. And you mentioned it earlier where you kind of wanted to solicit somebody who booed to call you, and I really do want to know, did somebody who booed last night and feels this reaction feel bad about it? Did they learn from it? Will they be better people for it or from it? Because what I witnessed last night was one of the most painful things, I think, away from sports, of anything. This poor woman sat there to take the accolades for her husband as being part of this ceremony and whatever the Bulls decided to do, and just heard this booing. And he can't stand up and say anything about it. She will be scarred for life. And all of us that were in there, I'm scarred from it. I feel like just being part of that crowd, I was somehow, you know, part of this ugliness. And I just, you know, was it gang mentality? Was it just like the thing to do? I really want to hear from somebody, and I don't mean it in a bad way. I just want to hear from somebody who booed. Why did they boo, and how do they feel about it now? Because what we witnessed last night, what people witnessed on TV, what people around the country are now talking about makes, you know, Philadelphia booing Santa Claus seem like nothing, right? Because this was really painful.
It was, Bob. Well said. I asked. I'm glad you called. I appreciate that. I had wanted to hear from somebody who was there last night, who booed last night, and why. And I don't know what the source of it is. I don't know what. I know booing is an emotional response based on something rational. My team sucks. I'm going to boo them. I get that. But booing is still an emotional response, and rarely do emotion and rationale. The rational thinking, the emotional thinking, they're not going to meet. They will often be at cross purposes. You can't, inexplicable. And it is inexplicable why you'd boo. Why would you boo a corpse at this point? So the only thing I can think of is it's handed down from the Kugiu-wearing forefathers to watching what they took their cues from Phil Jackson and Michael Jordan, and that Jerry Krause is the target. Let me see if I can put this in some kind of modern terminology. You know how recently, back when Twitter was Twitter before it got bought and destroyed, there's always a Twitter guy of the day, Twitter person of the day, and you just don't want to be that person. Okay, back before Twitter, back 3 decades ago when the Bulls were winning, if you're around the Birdo Center, Jerry Krause was always that guy. He was the Twitter person of the day because of the coach who was given the opportunity to coach because of Jerry Krause, and the superstar who was given a supporting cast around him that other superstars don't always get. And that would be the closest thing to a source or some logic of why they booed a corpse last night.
Do you think like good will come from this? Do you think people will now appreciate Jerry Krause a whole lot more?
I'm positive something will happen, but I don't know that. I don't think there'll be another opportunity to make good on it. I don't know the next time Jerry Krause's name will be invoked publicly in the United Center in front of Bulls fans. I think it'll be a long, long time. I don't expect them to do that again. They were ham-handed. The Bulls, the geniuses over there did not think about how this was going to come down, what could come down, how do we minimize it, how do we avoid it. If you're not going to introduce Luke Longley, Steve Kerr, and all the likable people, why would you introduce the guy who was booed at every championship event possible? That's institutionally stupid. That is so dumb, you'd think the Bears were running the Bulls last night. 312-644-6767 is the number. Where are we going now, Robbie? Oh, by the way, Robbie, you Hello. Suck. Tell people why you suck.
Yeah, I suck a whole lot. I thought the Bills-Steelers game was today. No, it's tomorrow, and then it's actually on Monday. So I suck.
And I went right along with it. So we're both staying
yeah,
on brand.
Yeah, I know. My suck rubbed off on you.
There we go. Now, who are we talking to? Bob, welcome to The Score. How are you?
Good morning, Steve. I told Robbie he deserves combat pay for being producer with you, but I'm just kidding. I think that was a wonderful moment last night among the many that Jerry Reinsdorf has missed in his life. For Jerry Reinsdorf to just grab that microphone in the middle of the booing and say, you know what, folks, pipe down. If you want to boo somebody, why don't you boo these three guys, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, and Dennis Rodman, who couldn't find it within their giant heads to come here tonight. And if not for each other and themselves, at least say thank you to the fans of Chicago for saying thank you. Because without Jerry, and then say, as to Jerry Krause, without Jerry Krause, you guys would be afterthoughts in NBA history. But, you know, that's giving Reinsdorf too much credit, because I'm sure more than anything else, he's still preoccupied with trying to figure out how that gun got into the, you know, where that outside bullet got into Guaranteed Rate Field last summer is.
He's waiting for the Southside Zapruder film to surface. Bob, I appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Yeah, it could be they didn't know how to handle it. It could also be they didn't care. And said, all right, Krause will get booed. Corpse is going to get booed. There we go. We're just going to do that way. And maybe they didn't care. So, Tracy, Naperville, welcome to The Score. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fine, sir. This is Mr. Rosenblum, I believe your name is.
Steve.
Steve. Okay, Steve. You're not going to like this one, because I can tell the way you're announcing today is that you are a generational suckage today, because you want to get rid of Fields, but you want to bring in a known cheap called Harbaugh as your coach. I'll hang up and listen to you.
Yeah. The greatest cheater in NFL, won 6 NFL titles, probably all by cheating. We don't know all of them, but Bill Belichick cheated. And from the start, he cheated the spirit of the game. He was really smart. That first Super Bowl, where they upset the Rams. There's Vinatieri with a kick, and they upset the Rams. Belichick decided to have his defensive backs hold on every play. Every play, every defensive back. Hold, Holt, Bruce, that's it. Slow them all down. Dare NFL officials to throw a flag on every play during the greatest event the NFL has, the greatest TV event ever. Look at this standing. Look at the ratings, I mean. And the Super Bowls just own it. So.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
670 The Score.
I didn't hear it. I was in the locker room, but somebody just told me about it, and it's shameful. It's absolutely shameful. I cannot believe. I'm devastated for Thelma and for the Krause family. What can we possibly be thinking? I cannot believe that the fans. And you have to understand, when you hear boos, it's not all of them, right? So the fans who booed, they know who they are, and that's to me, it's absolutely shameful, and I'm devastated by that because it's just what are we doing? You know, whether you know people liked Jerry or not, whether they disagreed with the decision to to move on from the whatever the. I mean, like, we're here to celebrate that team. Jerry did an amazing job building that team. Tonight was, and last night was all about the joy and the love that that team shared with the city. And I'm so disappointed in the fans. And I want to be specific because there were lots of fans, I'm sure, who did not boo. But those who booed, they should be ashamed.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
That's Steve Kerr, a member of the 95-96 Bulls team that was inducted into the Ring of Honor, a night that will be remembered for booing a corpse. Bulls fans booed a corpse. Folklore handed down from cookie-wearing forefathers. Jerry Krause got booed upon. He's only the guy who put together two three-peats. He brought you Scottie Pippen, Horace Grant. The only person he didn't bring you, and the whole damn thing, was Michael Jordan. He built two different kinds of supporting casts around Jordan. Actually, the same kind, because Steve Kerr was John Paxson part deux. Dennis Rodman was Horace Grant 2.0. Same kind of team. Put it around Michael Jordan. Jordan was one of the biggest snipers at Krause. The other one was Phil Jackson. Krause dragged him off a CBA bus and put a sport coat on him and gave him a platform, gave him a team. And those guys fomented the hate towards Jerry Krause. So if you look at everything that came down, those rosters, Jerry Krause, look, he traded Charles Oakley to bring in Bill Cartwright. Bill Cartwright was brilliant at neutralizing Patrick Ewing. It was always Bulls, Knicks in May. It was always Bulls Knicks for the first three-peat, and it was Bill Cartwright who was making sure Patrick Ewing wasn't going to go off. Elbows like Thor's hammer. And Jerry Krause put all that together, and then he did it again. And that was what he received last night. The way he received it on every ring night, every parade. And the Bulls screwed up. The Bulls, I mean, this looks so seat of the pants. 312-644-6767. Bob on the Northwest side is calling that number on the score to tell us he was there last night. Bob, welcome to the score.
Good morning, Steve. First of all, can we make Steve Kerr run for president? Because, my God, that man is just...
No, he makes too much sense to be a politician, and he's too smart to do it.
Yeah.
You want to hear a great story about Steve Kerr? Steve Kerr comes off as Opie, looks like Opie. The Bulls often on the big screen, I'll compare him to Opie, and he's one of the nicest, funniest guys, just a great sense of humor. He really loves the sport. As a player, he would go home. He'd leave Bulls games, go home, and then watch West Coast games. I love Steve Kerr. Everybody who covered the Bulls loves Steve Kerr. Do you know in his early, he was a helmet-throwing guy? He threw bats. He threw helmets.
Wow.
And he threw everything around. He threw a fit. That doesn't match what you've seen Steve Kerr now. I mean, other than coaching spasms and you get mad and Michael Jordan will punch him in the eye and end up with a black eye. But Steve Kerr was a really good baseball player. He played in a city high school championship game in Los Angeles. And his team did not get a hit because Brett Saberhagen of Cleveland High no hit Steve Kerr's team. Thank you very much. Have a seat. Go play basketball. Work on your jump shot, Steve. Okay, but I digress. That's not why you called. Hi, Bob.
Well, we're thankful for Steve. Hey, Steve. So I felt like I attended a public stoning last night, and I cannot tell you, you know, I don't know. I heard it on TV after, and it was nowhere near as loud as the boos were in, alive and in person. And on the scoreboard, the picture of his widow, this grieving woman who's lost her husband, knows that he wasn't well-liked, and then just has to hear this cascade of boos, and she just broke down, and it broke my heart. And you mentioned it earlier where you kind of wanted to solicit somebody who booed to call you, and I really do want to know, did somebody who booed last night and feels this reaction feel bad about it? Did they learn from it? Will they be better people for it or from it? Because what I witnessed last night was one of the most painful things, I think, away from sports, of anything. This poor woman sat there to take the accolades for her husband as being part of this ceremony and whatever the Bulls decided to do, and just heard this booing. And he can't stand up and say anything about it. She will be scarred for life. And all of us that were in there, I'm scarred from it. I feel like just being part of that crowd, I was somehow, you know, part of this ugliness. And I just, you know, was it gang mentality? Was it just like the thing to do? I really want to hear from somebody, and I don't mean it in a bad way. I just want to hear from somebody who booed. Why did they boo, and how do they feel about it now? Because what we witnessed last night, what people witnessed on TV, what people around the country are now talking about makes, you know, Philadelphia booing Santa Claus seem like nothing, right? Because this was really painful.
It was, Bob. Well said. I'm glad you called. I appreciate that. I had wanted to hear from somebody who was there last night, who booed last night, and why. And I don't know what the source of it is. I don't know what. I know booing is an emotional response based on something rational. My team sucks. I'm going to boo them. I get that. But booing is still an emotional response, and rarely do emotion and rationale. The rational thinking, the emotional thinking, they're not going to meet. They will often be at cross purposes. You can't, inexplicable. And it is inexplicable why you'd boo. Why would you boo a corpse at this point? So the only thing I can think of is it's handed down from the Kugiu wearing forefathers to watching what they took their cues from Phil Jackson and Michael Jordan, and that Jerry Krause is the target. Let me see if I can put this in some kind of modern terminology. You know how recently, back when Twitter was Twitter before it got bought and destroyed, there's always a Twitter guy of the day, Twitter person of the day, and you just don't want to be that person. Okay, back before Twitter, back 3 decades ago when the Bulls were winning, if you're around the Brito Center, Jerry Krause was always that guy. He was the Twitter person of the day because of the coach who was given the opportunity to coach because of Jerry Krause, and the superstar who was given a supporting cast around him that other superstars don't always get. And that would be the closest thing to a source or some logic of why they booed a corpse last night.
Do you think like good will come from this? Do you think people will now appreciate Jerry Krause a whole lot more?
I'm positive something will happen, but I don't think there'll be another opportunity to make good on it. I don't know the next time Jerry Krause's name will be invoked publicly in the United Center in front of Bulls fans. I think it'll be a long, long time. I don't expect them to do that again. They were ham-handed. The Bulls, the geniuses over there did not think about how this was going to come down, what could come down, how do we minimize it, how do we avoid it. if you're not going to introduce Luke Longley, Steve Kerr, and all the likable people, why would you introduce the guy who was booed at every championship event possible? That is just, that's institutionally stupid. That is so dumb, you'd think the Bears were running the Bulls last night. 312-644-6767 is the number. Where are we going now, Robbie? Oh, by the way, Robbie, you Hello. Suck. Tell people why you suck.
Yeah, I suck a whole lot. I thought the Bills-Steelers game was today. No, it's tomorrow, and then it's actually on Monday, so I suck.
And I went right along with it, so we're both staying
yeah,
on brand.
Yeah, I know. My suck rubbed off on you.
There we go. Now, who are we talking to? Bob, welcome to The Score. How are you?
Good morning, Steve. I told Robbie he deserves combat pay for being producer with you, but I'm just kidding. I think that was a wonderful moment last night among the many that Jerry Reinsdorf has missed in his life. For Jerry Reinsdorf to just grab that microphone in the middle of the booing and say, you know what, folks? Pipe down. If you want to boo somebody, why don't you boo these three guys? Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, and Dennis Rodman, who couldn't find it within their giant heads to come here tonight and, if not for each other and themselves, at least say thank you to the fans of Chicago for saying thank you. Because without Jerry, and then say, as to Jerry Krause, without Jerry Krause, you guys would be afterthoughts in NBA history. But, you know, that's giving Reinsdorf too much credit, because I'm sure more than anything else, he's still preoccupied with trying to figure out how that gun got into the, you know, where that outside bullet got into Guaranteed Rate Field last summer is.
He's waiting for the Southside Zapruder film to surface. Bob, I appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Yeah, it could be they didn't know how to handle it. It could also be they didn't care. They said, all right, Krause will get booed. Corpse is going to get booed. There we go. We're just going to do that way. And maybe they didn't care. So, Tracy, Naperville, welcome to The Score. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fine, sir. This is Mr. Rosenblum, I believe your name is?
Steve.
Steve. Okay, Steve. You're not going to like this one, because I can tell the way you're announcing today is that you are a generational suckage today, because you want to get rid of Fields, but you want to bring in a known cheap called Harbaugh as your coach. I'll hang up and listen to you.
Yeah. The greatest cheater in NFL, won 6 NFL titles, probably all by cheating. We don't know all of them, but Bill Belichick cheated. And from the start, he cheated the spirit of the game. He was really smart. That first Super Bowl, where they upset the Rams. There's Vinatieri with a kick, and they upset the Rams. Belichick decided to have his defensive backs hold on every play. Every play, every defensive back. Hold, Holt, Bruce, that's it. Slow them all down. Dare NFL officials to throw a flag on every play during the greatest event the NFL has, the greatest TV event ever. Look at the standing. Look at the ratings, I mean. And the Super Bowls just own it. So what happened was Bill Belichick got smart. Then he decided to start cheating. So, yeah, you bring in Harbaugh, whatever the cheating there is, they all cheat. Harbaugh's mistake, Michigan's mistake, they got caught. The key to cheating is it's not cheating unless you get caught. Do we have anything to make up for now? You already told people why you suck. We played. Oh, we didn't play Stacey King. We'll get to that next hour. Stacey King had a response. He was drafted by Jerry Krause. He was on the call last night with Adam Amin, I believe. And Stacey King had some thoughts. So there's that. You heard Steve Kerr. What are we going to do? Oh, we're going to do Evan Altman, Cubs Insider, Cubs Convention. Lots of things were said. We'll ask Evan, what was said that jumped out at him? What wasn't said? And we'll get back to banging on poles. And by the way, Kevin Warren, is that the best tailored empty suit that we've ever seen from the Bears? Oh, my God. Remember when we thought he would make a difference? Well, if we're talking Savile Row, yeah. The bespoke Kevin Warren bespoke like a man who thinks small. We'll get to that. This is Saturday Suckage. 312-644-6767. Cubs Convention. Cody Bellinger is still not here. Ron Coomer thinks he's going to be here. What does Evan Altman think on Cubs Insider? Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.